Well, and a very good morning to you. Time for another Red River Radio Arts Spotlight. Good morning. I'm Kermit Poling. I'm the general manager here at Red River Radio, usually doing these Arts Spotlight. We have a very special one for you today. And this is really exciting because we have one of, well, I would say Broadway, but theater, film, the American Songbook, legends in town performing at the Strand Theater this evening. So my guest joining, even though you're in town via Zoom this morning, is Betty Buckley. But first of all, Betty, thank you so much for coming on the air and welcome to Shreveport.
Thank you, Kermit. We just got in late last night, so it's great to see you. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad. You know, that's usually kind of a thing. You get into town, and then you have to be up relatively early for, you know, interviews and all of that. I'm glad you could make this one. And this is really exciting. For those of you who don't necessarily recognize the name, although I say you should, I mean, this is someone who is a Tony Award winner from, and that was from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats. Some of you may recall that, but also so many awards, and then a Lifetime Achievement Award for the American Songbook Association. I mean, and the number of shows that you have been in, films. I've got to confess, and this was before I realized that you were coming to town. This was about 2 weeks ago. I was watching Carrie, you know, the original Carrie film, and of course you're in that film, and I'm like going, wait a minute, I just watched her and she's coming to town. So that is really very exciting. It's a great film, by the way.
It's a wonderful film. Yeah, that was my first movie, so it was great.
Oh, well, it was and you do the role really well, and man, you got those girls, well, you tried to get them all you know, behaving themselves. It didn't quite work out that way by the end of the film, but it was a great
role. My character was Miss Collins, was well-intentioned.
Well-intentioned. You've done so much since then, and so glad that you are here, and let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing. Now, let me first say, this is going to be at the Strand Theater tonight, obviously the in downtown Shreveport. If you're outside the area there, let me just quickly, at the beginning of this, just give you the website.
Strand at 7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. this evening, right? So don't hesitate to get the ticket.
Tonight.
And you have to go to thestrandtheater.com to buy tickets, but I'll remind you, it's theatre at the end, right? T-R-E at the end, not T-E-R. So the Strand Theaters, if it's one word, .com, you can get tickets 7:30 this evening. So tell me a little bit. Tell me what you're going to be performing.
Well, I've been working for almost 20 years, probably 19 years, with a brilliant world-class pianist, Christian Jacob. He's been my collaborator, my arranger, my teammate, my pianist, for all these years. We've done many albums together at this point. And every year we do a new collection of music. And we just debuted this recent collection, which takes us months to put together. He's French, so we both have to agree on the songs that I select. And sometimes I'll pick a song from some obscure songwriter and I'll send it to him. Christian, I really want to do this. And he'll go, no. And I'm like, but then I have to either talk him into it, but whoever wins the talk, most of the time he wins, but sometimes if I really persist, I can get him to arrange something. And the funny thing is, Kermit, some of the material that he is reluctant to start working on when I persist are his best arrangements. So I have this like really great relationship with him. He's a beautiful pianist and a wonderful gentleman and very, very sweet. I'm so blessed to get to work with him. He's flying in from LA. He flew in last night too. And the majority of the show that we're doing, or the concert that we're doing, are the songs we have done most recently, our new arrangements, which include songs from the American Songbook and then some songs from contemporary singer-songwriters. And then I've selected a couple of pieces by Bob Dylan and Paul Simon that seem to be really resonant for the time that we're all going through. So that's what we'll be doing. And to fulfill my Broadway enthusiasts, fans, the expectations, I'll do a couple of songs from Broadway as well. So that's how we go about it. Christian is such a brilliant pianist, and I mean, he's scored a couple of movies for Clint Eastwood. He's just a genius, person. And for years, he's a very modest, humble, kind man. And I'll say, Christian, you're just the best. You're just the greatest. I'm just so lucky to get to work with you. And he is really shy about it, has a really hard time receiving praise. So last year I was like, Christian, you need to start receiving compliments better. And he's like, okay. So now when I say, Christian, you're just the best. I'm so lucky to work with you. He goes, I know.
Oh, that's great.
He's a funny guy. I just love him. And I can't wait to see him. And we have a sound check this afternoon. And then we do the concert tonight. And I have a bunch of fans that is called the Betty Buckley Book Club. I don't know why we've called it that. But I think it's because I think of myself as a storyteller. Okay. And they had some other kind of like fan name. And I just said, no, let's call ourselves the Betty Buckley Book Club. It's like I tell stories. That's what I do. And hopefully stories that will inspire and uplift and make people feel really good about life and the beauty, the exquisite nature of life and the humanity that we all share. So a lot of those ladies and persons are flying in for the concert. So nice. I'm excited to see them. I'm excited to see Christian. And this is my first time in Shreveport, so except as a drive-through. So I'm really happy to be here.
I would expect a fair amount of people who are associated with theater here to want to come in and hear the performance for obvious reasons. But Shreveport also has an extremely long, over 100-year history of community theater in here, especially from Shreveport Little Theater, which is celebrating 103 years. And I believe it is the oldest community theater in the country that is still in operation. Even though it's burned down a couple of times, they still keep rebuilding.
Oh,
they
gosh.
Still keep performing. So this community is really attuned to that. There are a lot of them here, just to give you a little background about the area. And I think so you are definitely going to have those people who have known you through your theatrical works. So you're talking about this wide range of songs that you're going to be doing. What is it that makes a great song for you that makes you want to perform it? Because they're obviously from a lot of different sources.
That's a good question. I'm always on a quest wherever I'm walking around or listening to material, whether it's on the radio or in a store. Once I heard a song when I was at a Walgreens and heard it on the air, and another time in a restaurant. And I feel like I'm attracted to it from it musically, or the story, or something that has an immediacy, that's about something that's immediately necessary for me to communicate. And as I said, I think of myself as a storyteller, so it's really important that the song has kind of a beginning, middle, and an end, and that there's a journey through it, whether it's a character describing a situation or feelings they're going through, those kind of songs, and preferably with a beautiful melodic structure and harmonic structure. And Christian is a jazz, comes out of the jazz world, so I've worked for years and years and years with jazz musicians because that's where I find the dissonant musical vocabulary that best describes the emotional structure of how to help the audience resonate emotionally with the songs and the stories.
So you have the songs and the stories, and with some of the more contemporary songwriters you mentioned earlier at this, it makes sense because that's, at least that is how I very much see their music. Are you also going to, I'm assuming, tell stories maybe about your career to the audience?
Not necessarily. I mean, usually I just say, I kind of speak off the cuff and have little introductions to things. I'm not really a nostalgist. It's very hard for me to return to old material, even because I'm ever changing. I'm older, and we all are, and we just keep growing and changing. And so I want to pick songs, and I want to sing songs that are immediately relevant to the moment I'm in, where it's my heart needs to express this. And I figure that there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way I do, and have been through the same things I've been through. So I want to share with them and help them feel that connection.
Well, that's beautiful. I like that a great deal. The performance, by the way, everyone, is this evening. That's at 7:30 p.m., and that is at the Strand Theater in downtown Shreveport. There's a wide range of tickets that are available, wide range of prices, but if you are free tonight, this is definitely something that you should go to. Betty Buckley, of course, is a multi award-winning legend in theater and film, and as a vocalist. So this sounds like it's going to be a wonderful evening. From what you tell me about your pianist, he's incredible too.
I give him a lot of stage time because I like, one of the greatest pleasures of my life and one of the things I just love more than anything is to be on a stage with brilliant musicians and just to sit there and listen to them express themselves really sends me into rapture. So I can't wait to be on a stage with him again.
Lovely. My guest is Betty Buckley, who, again, will be performing this evening at the Strand, 7:30 p.m., the Strand in downtown Shreveport. Go to thestrandtheater.com. That's like it was one word, and theater is spelled T-R-E at the end. So thestrandtheater.com. You can get tickets there. The Strand always likes to remind people to get the tickets through their site, not from any of the other sources, because the only way to get the proper pricing and to make sure that you're getting tickets to the right place is on their website. So be sure and do that, and enjoy yourself tonight for what's going to be a great show starting at 7:30 this evening. And Betty, again, I want to thank you for coming on the air with me this morning.
Thanks.
It's a treat.
It's a treat to meet you. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for talking about our evening.
And if you're with an organization and you have an event coming up you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, give us a call at 800-552-8502.